Everybody know that song. Y'all sitting here looking like it's a test. I didn't study. Everybody know Have a Little Talk with You. You may have to do the Milli Vanilli in them other parts, but you know that part at the end, everybody know that one. Come on, everybody. Have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our struggle. Hear our faintest cry. Answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn in. Know a little fire's burning. Have a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. In the famous words of Alfalfa, O-tay. All right. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Let's pray together. God, our Father, we're very thankful. The preaching moment is now. Question has been asked in the ages of old. Is there a word from the Lord? We are happy to report, Lord, that we've come to hear what you are saying to the church. We have gathered ourselves together in our tent doors, and we are waiting to hear what you will say to this people. We've come, Lord, from our various walks of life, and we've traveled to hear what you are saying. We have not come merely to hear the choir sing. We have not come, Lord, to just be in the fellowship of saints. We've not come, Lord, that we just want to make our mark on Sunday. We have come to hear what you are saying to the church. God, we pray that you would speak to us in clarity, wisdom, intellect, and understanding. Shake us, move us, knock us, Lord, from our beast, that we would hear what you are saying. Let us look at ourselves and be honest and admit that there are yet changes to be made in us, much to be accomplished spiritually, and we pray, God, that it will happen and continue even now. Let us remind ourselves that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we need you. Put your arms around us to kiss us on our face and remind us how much we are loved. Remind us, Lord, that you declared that you would, that none of us would perish, that we would all come to know you in the grace and mercy of salvation, and that we would live with you forever. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray. And the redeemed of the Lord said, amen, amen, amen. Give God some praise by putting your hands together. Come on, come on, let's bless the Lord. Everybody ought to praise him. Come on, everybody ought to praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Every praise is to our God. Come on now. Come on. Every praise. Every praise is to our God.
Yes, sir.
The God of heaven and earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Grab your Bibles. Amen. We're so happy to see you. Got a whole lot of guests today, and we're so glad you came by.
Amen.
And amen, amen. And we pray that you would consider making us a part of your life, because we certainly are looking to make you a part of ours. We don't come here every Sunday just because we ain't got nothing else to do. We come to build the kingdom.
Say that.
We all bring our construction permits with us. It's called our Bible. And we want to build up the kingdom of God. And to all of our guests today, I pray that somebody hugged you and said something nice to you in the fellowship moments. Pray that you feel kind of all right about the thing being here with us. And we may not be a mega church, but we're the Messiah's church. And we're very glad that you're with us. I was looking at the names, and I was going over these, and two or three of y'all names look familiar. I think I arrested this guy right here one time. No, I'm just kidding. But we're very happy that you're with us, and we do pray that you would come again and again. If indeed you are looking for a church home, and we noticed that some of you said you didn't have one, that you would consider being a part of GBC. We're not one of them stuck-up kind of churches. We just believe in praising God, and And if you hang around a little while, you'll recognize, amen, you'll recognize that we just kind of like people, just love people, and we love the gospel. And we pray that you would just hang around. We're very glad to have you, very glad to have you. And we want to lift you up a little bit higher so you'll have something to work with this week. And we have Bible study on Thursday at 6 o'clock. You come on by and get your mind rubbed a little bit. We have evening prayer on Mondays, and we believe in praying. And prayer is so important. Amen. It's kind of like one of the first rules of the playground. If you don't pray, you can't play. So you got to pray. Men ought to pray without ceasing, and we ought to pray and not faint. Amen. Philippians chapter 3. This is an easy one, but I thought it would be necessary today. I was praying about some things this week, and we're getting ready to get into the last few months of the year, and ministry is starting to pick up a little bit. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you in the voice of Gomer Pyle. Thank you, thank you, thank you to those who served on yesterday in our clothing ministry, in our back-to-school drive. God bless y'all. Sister Ozelia came by. Amen. Y'all can clap. It's a good thing. Put your Bible down for a minute and give them some blessing. Because I can't pay them people. Y'all got to clap them happy. But Sister Ozelia stuck her head in today, and she was just ecstatic and said everything went just so well and everything was just top-notch. And Deacon Walker gave me a quick briefing. And we're very happy to have done what we did, and we want to do even more. And we want to thank you so much for doing all you did yesterday with the back-to-school giveaway and the clothing ministry. I was out there for a few minutes, and Deacon Walker chastised me very quickly and looked at me and said, "Where you going?" I said, "I'm going somewhere." He said, "No, Pastor, we need you here." So I was doing my best meet and greet, and people were steady coming. And I said to Deacon Walker, I said, "Man, we can get some of these folk. We're going to grow fast." And he said, "That's why we need you here. Where you going?" So I begged him to let me go yesterday, and he said, "Next time." But I just saw a steady stream of people coming to partake of our ministry. And GBC, this is why we have to do our ministry to excellence. Because when people get out of their vehicles or walk up that sidewalk and come in, we don't need to be jacked up. We need to have more than enough. So focus in. You know what? Don't folk up there serious about what they're doing. We want to treat people like VIP. When they come in, we want to have somebody out there to greet them and say something nice to them, and we want to let them know that we are glad to do what we do for them. It ain't no hand-me-downs. We don't believe in hand-me-downs and well, y'all ought to be glad. No, we want to be glad we served you. And so thank y'all so much. I do indeed appreciate you. And then I thank all of the ladies and participants. I don't know how many fellas come to baby showers, but they did something nice for my baby yesterday, and I thank y'all so much. Amen. When I'm talking about my family, y'all better be nicer than that. No, I'm just kidding. But thank y'all for the baby shower for Candace. I came home last night, and they had stuff everywhere, and I said, "I'm going to have a baby shower for me." Can you have a baby shower for a grown man? Can you call it something else? A man, no, I don't, that sounds funny right there. No, I don't like the way that sounds. But thank y'all. I'm going to have something. Man, that was so nice of y'all. And that's just wonderful. And please understand that we are very thankful as a family. When you do stuff like that for my family, it makes me feel good. And I appreciate that. And bless you again and again and again. And let's just keep bringing love. If we keep bringing love, we got something. Amen. All right. God bless you. And anything else I need to say? Anybody else? I covered it all. I did. Okay. I got my Bible open. I'm ready. Let's go to Philippians 3. Some of you are not standing, and you're probably wondering, are we going anywhere? No, we're going to the Word. And around here, we stand up in reverence to the Word. So if you can stand up with us for a minute, unless you got bad knees or bad hips, and something like that. But we just do it for a few moments. It's just reverence to God. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Again, we're not trying to force your hand. We just want to do something as a family together. in Philippians 3. Simple verse, very quick, and it's not going to take a lot of our time. If you'll come down to verse 13, please. Very familiar, but it's going to say something that we are believing God for. Amen. All right. Everybody there? What did I tell you? Philippians what? 4. I'm sorry. I looked at this verse. I said, that's not where they're supposed to be. Chapter 4. Thank you very much. Amen. I got my Sunday school eyes in. I need to put my preaching eyes in. Amen. Are you there now? All right. Okay. Now, my brothers and sisters, if you would please go with me in verse 13. It says, "For I can do everything with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength I need." You may be seated. I can do everything. Everything with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength that I need. Oh, I know. I want to thank the chefs, the cooks, the sous chefs, and the maitre d's and all that's taking care of our football team. There's some cooking going on, I understand. There's some cooking going on. I understand that there are some serious menu items being offered. And from what I understand, it is tasty. Somebody said they put their foots in it. It's good. So I want to thank y'all for cooking in your own kitchens. And I came in the other day and somebody said they were serving turkey. I said, like real turkey? And they looked at me and said, what other kind is it? I said, ain't Thanksgiving. You don't see that kind of stuff in my house. But thank y'all. I said, well, did anybody cut me off a piece? And that's what they said. No. No. But thank y'all for taking care of my football players, man. I appreciate that. And that's our family. We've adopted those guys, and we appreciate everything that you do. We need to get some cakes and pies, too. They need dessert. Amen. So I need all my – don't look away, Adrian. You're a cake maker. Sister Harmony, hold your head up, too. Amen. So we're going to get them guys. Coach don't mind if they put on a little weight. Amen. Can they put on a little weight, Coach? Just a little bit? Okay, a little weight. And then they'll run it off in wind sprints and stuff like that. But thank y'all, ladies. And any men cook yet? Have the men cooked yet? No men have cooked? Men, let's do a men's day. The men going to cook one day. God help y'all on that day, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We'll get on the grill. We'll grill. Coach, we're going to do a men's day. We're going to do a thing with the fellas. We're going to all the fellas. Amen. Listen, here's what Paul says. Paul says, I have discovered that I can do anything and everything because God is helping me. And I need you to know that that's a real deal. So look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, pastor is going to preach. It may seem impractical, but it's never impossible. Listen, I like that, Adrian, all by myself. I sat down the other night. I said, I'm going to have to get a title for my sermon. You know, I take my title seriously, Ben. I sit down and try to come up with something that make y'all go, ooh. And I thought about what Paul says is the key to life. Let me see if I can get y'all to help me a little bit. I don't plan to keep you too long. The Cowboys lost last night. It was exhibition. It don't really count, but it hurt all the same. And I ain't got nothing to do today but go home and cook. But can I get y'all to think about something for a minute? Have you ever failed at anything? Anybody ever just failed? And you know how it felt when you fail? And do you know how many times when you fail, you wish you could have done it over? Lost and wish you had won? Paul says, I got your answer. Paul says that I can do everything. King James Version says I can do all things because I've got God helping me. Let me see if I can get you to come around a little bit. You ever been in the middle of something and realized that you need some help? I mean, you know, you got about right here.
you hate to put it back and start all over, but you realize I can't do this by myself. And whenever you ask somebody to help you, watch this. You don't ask folk to help you that can't help you. You always ask folk who can help you. And watch this. Let me see if I can get some people to be honest. You always ask folk that can probably help you more than you really want to help yourself. Okay, let me see if I can paint it out one more time. Maxine, when you got to carry something, if you got any sense at all, don't you always try to put the other people on the heavy end? Come on, y'all. I mean, you got a little something heavy. You be like, all right, you get that part over there. And they say, this is the heavy end. They say, oh, you good? I had a hernia before. You good? But you always get people. You, listen, nobody ever asks anybody to do anything that they don't believe that person can do. Now, there's a ministry of encouragement right there, because just by virtue of the fact that somebody asked you to do something, you ought to feel pretty good about the fact that they asked you to do it because they believe you can do it. And so Paul says, I can one up that. I know that anything that I desire to do, and God got an answer for that, because God said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. Paul said, this God thing works, because if I tie up what God says with what I'm trying to do, God going to get some glory. Boy, I wish y'all could help me, because I don't plan to work hard. He said, I have discovered that if I quit whining, I can do more winning. Yeah, if I realize the power of God and not rely on my own power, I am bad to the bone. I'm a real somebody when I am using what God has already promised that he'll give me. That's why, let me see if I can help some of y'all stay out of trouble. That's why you don't have to be hooking and crooking and trying to scam and come up no skin. Listen, just do God's stuff. If you do God's stuff, God says, even though it may seem impractical, it's never impossible. I can do all things. Just say that, all things. Yeah, all things, some of y'all trying to be funny, but I said all things. All things are just that. All things. Listen, because the Bible says, you don't ever have to do anything without the power of God. Jesus said, if you really want to show out, speak to the mountain. And tell it, mountain, get to skipping. And the mountain, going to get to skipping. Jesus said, you can do all of the stuff that you've seen me do. And then he bumps it up by saying, and even greater. See, too many of y'all have relegated yourself to mediocrity. And then you mad because mediocrity has become your staple. But I'm telling you now, you can bump your game up. You can step up your game, because God says, I didn't create you to be shallow. I didn't create you to make excuses. I didn't create you to be a failure. I created you that you can do anything, because I'm going to help you. That's why the writer said that God is a very present help. He's always right there. Amen. He's always right there, because when you have a God like that, man, you can do stuff. Let me see if I can survey very quickly. How many of us in the church are tired of the church doing nothing? Amen. Thank you. Amen. That's I'm tired of sitting around and all we do is plan, and we don't ever perform. We done had more planning meetings. We done had strategic alliances. We done signed memorandums of agreement. We done said amen. We done danced. We done fasted. We done rubbed each other down with oil, and we still in the starting block. On your mark, get ready, get set. You let that little boy in that commercial, what are you doing? I'm just loosening up my arm. If you don't get them starting blocks, and then when the starter gun off.
What are you waiting on?
Oh, I'm praying. Church got to do something. Because the world does not move the church. The church moves the world. Amen. You don't believe me? All right, let's go back. I'm about halfway. Let's go back. When Christ came, the whole world changed. Jesus comes on the scene and starts doing that God stuff. And folk ain't never seen stuff like that before. And even when they came and asked him to verify that he was it, he said, go back and tell them what you see. Here's my question. When was the last time anybody saw you do something? When was the last time somebody knew that you were operating with a different principle than the world? Listen, the world can do the world all by itself, but the church is different. We do stuff at a level of excellence that the world admires and desires because we're the church. They even looked at Jesus and said, man, we can't stop this guy. Nobody can do the stuff that guy's doing. He's opening up eyes and healing folk and bringing folk back from the dead. We ain't seen nothing like that. How are we going to shut that down? And you know what? The church should still be like that. The world should not be able to shut us down because we got power. We got to do that impractical stuff. We can feed as many families as we want to feed. We can buy clothes. We can build houses. We can do anything we want to do because we've got the power of God. He said, listen, I can do it. Now, what I also see in the text, Dr. Dixon, is that Paul shouldn't have to do it by himself. We should all be doing stuff together. He said, because we've got the power of Christ. Look at the name and say, you bad like that. Because you stop whining, you start winning. Y'all remember, let me see. Most of y'all got a little age on y'all, but you remember back at the Gatorade commercial with Michael Jordan? Y'all remember that? Be like Mike. Everybody, listen, let me see. Everybody, how many fellas in here play basketball? How many of y'all know it's a sport in America called basketball? It's around orange thing. A fella sitting there like, listen, back then, if you had asked me that about 20 years ago, I'd throw my hand up because, you know, I mean, my knees hurt too bad now. But when I could go, I could go. And if you press me now and a little money on the line, we'll go. It's got to be enough to cover my medical and my co-payment. But, you know, back in that day, you know, at night I dream, and when I dream, I am he, and he is me. Be like Mike. And, man, every kid was in the parking lot. And we could, listen, we couldn't be stopped. We bought Jordans. Listen, we bought Jordan shoes, Jordan shirt, Jordan shorts, Jordan drawers, Jordan headband, Jordan wristband, and was 0 for 7. But we was his heirness. Okay, coach, we got to go back a little further. The Iceman cometh. You say Iceman, everybody know that's George Gervin. That's the Iceman. Man, the Iceman was smooth. He just push it on you. Moses Malone. Moses Malone had a high school education. And then a boy in the Hall of Fame. You know anybody in Petersburg, they'll tell you Moses Malone was dumb as a box of rocks. But he could shoot the ball. He believed, and so he became. Charles Barkley, the round mound of rebound. Charles Barkley on TNT every night doing basketball season and can't talk worth a lick. Talk like he got marbles in his mouth, but he had. dream like that. We say, man, we don't, nobody don't pick nobody. Nobody don't pick no bum. Nobody say, I want to be Bill Walton. See, most of y'all don't even know Bill Walton. Nobody don't be no failure. We believe in heroes and sheroes. We believe in excellence and greatness. God got an answer for it. God said, whatever you want to do, I will let you do it, but here's the kicker, through me. See, here's where we are. Most of us get in trouble because we want to fly solo and independent, and it's all about us, and everything you're doing is just for you. No, no, listen. The scriptures declare, I'm about there, you believe that? Scriptures declare, me neither, I don't, that if we keep kingdom first, God will keep us in the bonus round. See, y'all didn't clap. Y'all, I lost y'all. Now, see, as long as I'm letting y'all be his heirness and y'all was out there. But now that I brought y'all back to church and told y'all to keep that God stuff first, y'all like, no. The scripture declare, if you put me first, I will open up the doors, the windows, the gateway, the floodgate, and I will bless your life till you ain't got room enough to call it blessed. If you let me first, do the impractical, do the thing that the world don't want to do, be what the world don't want you to be. But if you do it for me, I will bless you till you ain't got room enough. Listen, he said, you got to understand. How does that work? Thank you. I appreciate the 12 of y'all that got the message there. He said, how does it work, though? First of all, you got to recognize the stronghold that is in faith. That's a good one right there. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. His problem. Too many of y'all don't care nothing about pleasing God. You're all about your little nappy head self. Long as it's you, you good. Long as your name on the wall and they got you up on their shoulders singing songs. You know, they gotta keep you first. And then if they don't recognize you, you wanna go sit in the corner and tell them I'm resigning. I'm stepping out. No, it ain't never been about you. Matter of fact, there's enough of y'all in here to do ministry. Just slap somebody. Tell me about you. That's right. Some of y'all been meaning to slap people anyway. Let's slap them. Just tell me. We sick of you trying to always get all the glory. We sick of you always trying to be out front. We sick of you trying to step on other people. To God be the glory. Now go sit down somewhere. Get yourself together. He said, listen, you gotta make sure that I'm first. God said, listen, you got this power that's in me, you know, in Christ. The second thing you need to understand is you got to recognize the sovereignty of God. God said, don't put nothing in front of me. I'm the jealous God. I tend to knock stuff down when it get in front of me. Some of y'all looking at me now like, you know, yes, he does. God said, I am who I am. Bad like that, and nothing happens without me. Some of us can now go back and revisit some failures, and now you know why. You know why it didn't work. You know why the scheme didn't play out. You know why? Because you didn't keep him first. You walk around here with your Isley Brothers ministry, it's your thing, do what you want to do. Ain't none of yours. Ain't nothing. You listen, Paul said, you brought nothing in, and we're going to make sure you don't carry nothing out. But only what you do for Christ. Y'all let me down. I put right here, they'll say amen when I said that. Y'all didn't say amen. You got to work for the Lord, and the Lord will work for you. When God is pleased with what we're doing, he'll let us do greater. How did the church fall into such mediocrity? We lost focus. We start building stuff for us. doing stuff for us. And I know that because we stop sharing with other people. We can't be just giving it all away. Why? We can't feed everybody. Why? We can't be just taking the church money and giving it to people. Why? Why? It ain't ours. That's what Jesus said, do. You remember when I was sick, you visited me. When I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. When I was in jail, you came to see me. That's ministry. It may not be practical to feed people. It may not be practical to buy school supplies and give it away. It may not be practical for us to just open up our doors and let the whosoever's come in. But it's the thing that God loves the most. God is happy with us because we feeding them big old jokers. God said, y'all finally getting it right. Because some of us throw away more food than we eat. And let me tell you something. As I get ready to go sit down somewhere, you better stop being such a complainer and be more of a collaborator. Stop whining about what the church doing and get involved in what we're doing. I don't see why they doing it. I don't see why they growing no garden, giving away no food. Listen, that's ministry. It may not seem practical, but it's not impossible. We can do anything we want to do. Sitting in this room right now, probably about $40,000. And for once, I'm not looking at Deacon McKenzie. That's 35 of it, but Russell ain't got to come up with 5G. We good. In this room right now, listen, if we took up another tithing offering period, we should double what we did already. Because you've been convicted now. You ought to say, you know what, that reverend, he's so right. No, y'all sitting there now squeezing your pocketbook. Then put your wallet in the other pocket. Why? Because you're impractical. We're going to walk out of here robbing God, about 60% of us. Gonna go out of here as thieves because we can't see doing ministry through giving. But if your lights were off, your gas was off, you'd be calling up here, I need a church to step up because I've been faithful. Y'all don't love me no more. It's sovereign God stuff we talking about. Ain't none of this stuff mine. He said, let's recognize that we can do stuff. He said, because the stronghold of God, the sovereignty of God, but he also said the supply of God. It's a little, in the same letter, he said, and my God shall supply. When I was in the military, whenever we need some, Dress on Anderson, he can tell you. Sergeant Anderson, he'll tell you. Other military personnel will tell you. Whenever you need something, you just went to supply. They ain't never tell you you had to go downtown and buy your own Jeep. You have to buy your own uniform. Listen, whenever you need a uniform, you just fill out a 4187 or whatever. They still doing 4187 or whatever. You fill out a document, go down there and say, I need an issue one each. That's how the military talk. Military always talk in one each, two each, three. They say, listen, when you come here, we'll even give you bloomers. Some of y'all say, what is that? Listen, when you go in the military, military folk, raise your hand. They gave you everything. From the top of your head, they gave you a hat. They gave you T-shirt, bloomers, socks, shoes, breeches, blouse, everything you needed. They from sun up to sundown, it was OD green. Then they went to brown. But anyway, they didn't ask you to go buy that stuff. They said, we got a warehouse. You know what I've learned? If the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard can have a warehouse, I know God got a storehouse. And if they can issue it out like that, I know God is bad to the bone. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. That's just the language of God. You gotta stop living beneath your privilege. You gotta stop whining about what you don't have. Call him up and tell him what you want. But for God's sake, whatever you do, do it to his glory.
Yeah.
Supply. God said, I got stuff. You want righteousness? Booyah. You want sanctification? Booyah. Holiness? Booyah. Power? Booyah. I don't think Jesus really said booyah. They probably got somebody up there do it for him. Hey, Abraham, booyah. Okay, I'm almost done. He said, listen, please understand, this is me. When you talk about God, you ain't talking about nobody you know like that. God said, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts. God said, listen, you have no clue as to how God I really am. God said, I'm doing stuff that they ain't never heard of and they don't even know what to call it. Because I'm God. Let me have you understand something. You do know that God kind of like being God. He ain't say, I'm tired of being God. It's been a long time. They all right. No, sir. God said, I just want to bless you. He said, I just want to shower my godness on you. He said, and listen, you can just come to me. And I will. And some of us sitting around whining, complaining, jaws all full of air, teeth done fell out, wig on crooked, fingernails down to the nub, you can't pick up a penny. Tell me what God wants. That's why I don't go to church. God, you crazy. Listen, I'll stick with God even in my failures. Because every time I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, I ain't got no reason to be whining. I will bless his holy name. Woo! God done bust a move up in here. He has lifted me up out of my despair. He gave me joy, peace, love, hope. Who wouldn't love a God like that? Amen. He said, I got you. I got you. Can I do one more? One more. He said, and what I recognize is he saved me. He saved me. I know he's a stronghold. I know he's sovereign. I know he supplies. But John Brown et al., he saved me. Paul said I was in trouble. But he saved me. Some of us done got it jacked up. You forget that with your salvation came a sacrifice. He died. You sitting around here talking about what? I don't want to do that. He saved you to do stuff. I told the academy this morning, it's right there in Ephesians letter. He said, so that we can work the plan of God. Work it. That gave me
a flashback. Somebody walk in and say, work it, girl.
Work it, homeboy. Yeah, you don't hear people say work it, homeboy too much. But work it. We sitting around here doing nothing in the church. And what fuel of things we do, we get tired for the day long. I can't keep doing this. Yes, you can. In him you live, move, and have your being. You can do anything you want to do if you do it.
We was in the military. Dick Nanus, you remember we had that old, we do more by nine than folk do all day. We did. We got up early in the morning. Every morning we was up early. We heard that.
tell you, I used to have to creep out my own house.
You be waking up the children. Can't you be more quiet?
Y'all ain't going nowhere. We eating off this army stuff.
Now, can't you get dressed in the dark?
I mean, you know, I'm trying to put my shoes on quiet. Trying to lace up boots. Coach, you see I'm still in good shape. Look how high I got my leg. I tried. I mean, you know, and every day we put it in. We tell our soldiers, hey, man, what you mean we can't? We the army. Be all you can be. Church folks sitting around telling, we can't
build no church. We can't feed people.
I am. You know, you understand. I'm done. We're going 12:30. Woo, that's cool. He said, he saved me. But he saved me to do something. Sitting around in church, all you want to do is wait for homecoming every year so you can eat chicken, mashed potatoes and cornbread and all that stuff. But you greater than that. You're greater than that. Stop looking beneath yourself. Listen, I'm telling you something. Can I tell you something? Can I be honest for a minute? Lie about greatness till greatness comes. I'm serious. Just tell people how bad you are. Yeah, I can do that. You know, listen, let me tell you something. Whenever people ask me about our church, Sister McKenzie, don't go. I'm just playing. Okay, Jay. I got in trouble for that one time. People saying, he shouldn't. I'm just kidding. Y'all, I got a sense of humor. Some of y'all don't know how to laugh. I just like to laugh. Just, she knows. She'll be back next week. I pray. But listen, you tell people, man, I can do this. When people ask me about our church, I never talk down. I always tell folks how great we are. See, you know, they say, listen, what's your church doing? I said, man, we got a community project. We got a community garden. We got, you know, we feed families every month. You know, I mean, I be going out and they be saying, man, y'all busy. That's just how I see my church. I don't tell them how many people. I don't say how large or how small a garden is. I say, man, listen, we got a community garden. I talk about y'all. Some of y'all are bad to the bone in the world. I said, look, I got this deacon in my church. Man, this guy is on fire. And I talk about the transportation ministry. I said, man, listen, we got three vans that can roll every Sunday. I don't say don't but one go. I just tell them all three of them could roll. I said, man, I got three vans that can roll every Sunday. We keep them in good shape. Inspection sticker current, tags are current. I said, listen, man, we got a ministry where we actually go out into the community and knock on doors trying to find folk to bring to Jesus. I don't tell them we don't do it but once a year. I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, we got to get past the impractical and start doing some of the impossible. Why? Because we can do all things. Look at all y'all. Young, old, middle-aged. Y'all doing things y'all want to do. The church is the greatest hookup entity in the world. All you got to do is look around. Look at these faces. Man, we know people who know people who know people. If all of us took advantage of who we knew, man, we'd be bad to the bone. Sitting around there, nah, I ain't going to have nobody there. What? Man, this is some of that God stuff. I would rather ask for things for the kingdom and not be ashamed. Church did it for years. Think back. For years, we went out and told folk we were raising money for our church. Send somebody to this or that. And folks said, oh, for the church? Oh, well, I guess I can give y'all a couple dollars. And now we done got so snooty, sophomoric. I ain't begging nobody. Then give up your own. You got it like that. And if in fact you really love the Lord, you ought to love him with your whole self. Oh, y'all getting quiet. But your salvation came by sacrifice. Last thing. He said, listen, I understand that if I really get into this mindset with God, I'm going to be a whole new me. He said, I am so thankful that I came to know God like this, that I'm going to live different for the rest of my life. Can I show? He said, Maxine, he said in Romans, he said, because I have discovered I am more than a conqueror. Yeah, look at the name, say, neighbor, I'm about to bust a move. He said, because I recognize that God is a stronghold, which means even if I'm in trouble, he got me. I recognize that whenever I run to him, that he has a place that he'll hide me. God will put me underneath his wings and he will cover me with his feathers. So even when my enemies set out to destroy me and strongholds came up against me, he said they would stumble and fall and utterly be destroyed. Tell your neighbor, watch how you talk about me. Because if you come up against the elect of God, you're going to stumble and fall. But thanks be unto God, I recognize that he is the sovereign one. Because all things unto God. That's why I will bless the Lord. When I get up in the morning, I'm going worship him. When I'm driving my car, I'm gonna worship him. Why? Because ain't nobody like my God. He is the bridge over my troubled waters. He is my help when I need help. He is the sovereign one. And because I love him, I have discovered, and I'm glad to tell you that he loves you back. I know that God loves me because Paul reminds me. He said, what shall separate me from the love that is in Christ Jesus? Look at your name, say, neighbor, not peril, not distress, not heartache, bills past due, husbands and wives that are crazy, church folk acting funny. I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to stay right there at the foot of the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light, I'm gonna stay right there because God is. I said, because God is, you can fill in your own blank. God is my high blood pressure. God is my diabetes. God is my brokenness. Whatever I need, I found it in him because he's able. Anybody know he's able? I feel good right here. I said, God will take care of me no matter what I need, no matter what I am. If I fall on my face, God will take care of me. If I bump my head, God will. If I stumble in my journey, he'll pick me up, turn me around. Won't he do it? Can't he do it? Say yeah. And I promise him that I would serve him till I die. I said, I promise him that I'm going to stay right there. I'm going to hold up the bloodstained banner. I'm going to bless his holy name. He's worthy. I said he's worthy. He's worthy. Ain't he worthy? Ain't he worthy? Say it. Say it. Oh, he's worthy. He saved. And because I'm saved, I got to strut my stuff. I got to be the light of the world. I got to be the voice in a quiet place. I've got to be the joy in the dead space. I've got to make sure the world knows that for God I'll live and for God I'll die. And ever since I met Jesus, my life hasn't been the same. Oh, what joy! I can do it. Can I get one more? Y'all know I like movies. I like Cinderella. I'm going. Little cartoon version. Cinderella in trouble. Coach Wicked's sisters locked Cinderella in the room. They stole her gown. Say, little mouses get together. Have a little mouse meeting. Little buck teeth mouse. With a little crooked hat on. He said,
what can we do?
The little fat mouse coming in and said,
we gotta help Cinderella.
The little mama mouse coming in with her little needle and her thread. And she got about this much thread in a needle that's this big. And she said,
we can help Cinderella.
And little mouses break out into a praise song. We can do it, we can do it, we can do it, Cinderella. There's really nothing to it. Just put your mind to do it. And they start dancing. We can do it, we can do it, we can do it, Cinderella. There's really nothing to it. And next thing you know, there's a gown from Coco Chanel. Look outside, it's a pimped out Bentley from Euro Motorsports. There's a driver straight out the motor pool. Cinderella walks outside. She got on glass shoes. And them little mouses, mices, standing there trying, yay! But if you look at that scene and go back and rewind it, and pause, there's, over in the corner, you'll see a little book. Over in the corner. Go back, get in there, you get the movie. Go back, rewind it. And slow it down, and you'll know there's a scene where they swing around when the little mouse is having a little mouse meeting. It's a book sitting over there on a little table. It's open. Get your magnifying glass and lean over and look at the book and see what page it's on. It's on Philippians 4, verse 13. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We can do it, Cinderella. We can do it. We can do it. God said, I can supply all. You gotta do is believe. I gotta go. I sure hope they don't kick me out of heaven for that one. Come on, let's stand on our feet. We gotta go. Listen, I gotta go. I can't help it. Y'all know I love you. I got to go. Stand on your feet. Even the baby crying. The baby said, that preacher just changed the whole view of Cinderella for the rest of my life. Listen. You don't have to live with impossible being the greatest fear of your life. All of us going to face some impractical things. It's just part of life. Life has impractical everywhere. How many people ever looked at you and said, that don't make no sense? You can't do that. You say, why not? Anybody ever said, why not? Why? Why can't I? Why can't I be? I was talking to young Master Anderson the day he came in the office. I like to talk to him. I said, how's things going, man? He told me, you know. He said he wants to be a dentist. I said, well, yeah, I do. He said, I got about 7 years of school. I said, that's great. I said, how old? He said, 19. I said, oh, man, you're fine. 26, Dennis, somebody going to want to hook up with him. Amen. Dennis, you know, young black man, Dennis, what gal ain't going to want to go out with him? Let me see, how many women in here would not go out with a Dennis? See, you good boy, you straight. Your car going to be full. I mean, but my point is, I mean, if you look at him now, just a little skinny kid, but he's got this, I can do it. He didn't hesitate. He didn't say, oh, no, I ain't going to be nothing. I'm just going to live with my mom and daddy until I get old. Mom and dad are saying, I'm not here. But my point is this. You got to stop living where what you really want to be, you won't even say it. You sit around, people ask you stuff, say it. Because it sounds impossible. Be the first whatever. Going to school every day of your life. Be something big. Sally Ride said she wanted to be an astronaut. They say women don't go into space. She said, you'll see. And she did. Thurgood Marshall came up during the years of Jim Crow. He said he wanted to be an attorney and sit on the Supreme Court Folks, that little black boys don't sit on the Supreme Court, Thurgood. You may be able to shine the shoes of those who go to the Supreme Court, but you can't sit up there. He did. Because he had a God. He'll tell you that I prayed and people were praying for me. Y'all can do anything y'all want to do. Stop living with impossible being the thing that kills your dream. And do some of that God stuff. Find something to glorify God. Every day of my life, I want God to get some shine. People say, what you do for a living? I said, listen, I'm a pastor. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. They say, oh, man, y'all got a hard life. I say, I know. Look at my head. I used to have a high top fade. It's gone. Every sermon cost me two hairs. But I don't have no problem giving God the shine. Whatever happens in my life, good or bad, I still give God the shine. I've had some, listen, as Brother Jones said, I've had some good days, I've had some bad days, I've had some hills to climb, but all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. I thank God for the hell I've been through. But I'm still dreaming. I'm 52, coach. I still believe I can play. I can go back and do my drill sergeant thing. I can go back to the state police. I just believe I can do all as long as God gonna get some shine. If I can get some glory for God, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying to you? My last point that I didn't get to, but I'm gonna give it to you. Y'all go home. He's the stronghold. He's sovereign. He's your supply. He saved you. But here's the one I had to give you. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. Can I tell some of y'all something? Your whole life going to change when you stop being selfish. When you stop thinking it's all about you. And because you can't have your way. And they didn't remember you. If you just let God get the shine. So if you're here today, and you are here today, man, we got to stop saying that. We got to stop saying if you're here today. It's obvious that you're here. Okay, I got to fix that. No, no more if you're. Because you're here, this is your opportunity. Don't walk out those doors and you're not saved. Don't do it. Don't do it. What Beretta say? Don't go to bed with no price on your head. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Don't do it. Don't leave here today. If you're not saved, I'm not asking you about being a member in nobody church. I'm talking about your salvation. We're teaching that now in Christian Academy. Please come next Sunday morning to early morning academy because we're teaching you something about life. We're teaching what Jesus said. I assure you that no one will see the kingdom of God unless he or she is born again. And I don't know nobody who want to go to hell on a humble. And we got to stop trying to fool ourselves in the church. All we want to talk about is heaven and not tell people there's a hell. There is a hell. That's what makes heaven more attractive. Don't say that, Reverend. You're going to scare the children. The children know more about hell than you do. Don't you? You know about hell, don't you? It is a lovely place, is it not? No, see? She know.
Nope.
No. You want to go? Don't take anybody there? No, don't say that. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Listen, please, for practical purposes, time to go. But would you come? Would you step out in the aisle and say, I want to give my life to Christ? Y'all look so good. Y'all standing here. You been to Las Vegas? Where you get this from? This incriminating. You been to Las Vegas. What machine did you play? How much did you win? Did you bring back a tithe to the church? These are important questions. I don't miss nothing. If you're not saved, that's the important thing. We're going to go. I hope y'all had some fun being here with us. I mean, I pray God. Listen, I ain't got no reason to make y'all miserable. But you need to know the truth. So here's the bottom line. If you're not saved, you can sit in here every Sunday till Jesus comes. And you know what he's going to say? Depart from me. I don't know you.
So if you ain't, you know, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life, you ought to come right now. Just tell your neighbor, excuse me, I really need to take care of some business right now. I'm going up there and talk to that preacher for a minute. And I'm leaving because I got to change my life. I got to live better. So remember, if you ain't saved, you don't go to heaven. This has nothing to do with joining nobody's church. That's the next level life thing we'll talk about. The most important thing is that you are saved. Thank you. I see some of y'all nodding. Thank you, because earlier y'all looked at me like.